Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. Everyone on this planet is processing and assimilating the most powerful frequencies of fifth dimensional crystalline light that we've ever experienced. This powerful light is affecting all of us in very different ways. And for this reason, it's important for all of us to really know what is happening and to stay centered and focused in the light. Now, as never before, we need to be aware of what we are empowering with our attention and our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, because these aspects of ourselves have been greatly empowered and we're having almost instantaneous manifestation. So when we're focusing on fear or negativity of any kind, we're actually amplifying those things in our lives. Even in the face of seeming adversity, it is imperative that we empower what we want to manifest in our lives and in the world. If we focus our power and our attention on the negativity that's being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light, we're going to be sustaining these things that we're trying so hard to eliminate. You and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world because we're being blessed with knowledge and a level of awareness to help us see the bigger picture. The beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth are sending forth this information through every conceivable open door, and every man, woman, and child who is raising up in consciousness has access to this divine guidance and assistance. And what we're going to share and talk about today is with the divine intent of empowering us to move through these energies with love and joy, recognizing the wonder of what is really happening. We are one with all humanity, so we have the ability to connect with every person on this planet and assist each one. We can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that person and every other person on the planet, and that we have the ability to lift that precious soul up through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings by invoking the light of God on his or her behalf. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive, or knock and the door will be open. And there's another universal law that states that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without our permission. But since we are all one, we have the ability to invoke the I Am presence for our sisters and brothers in this dimension, which gives them permission to intervene in that person's life in perfect alignment with their highest good and their divine plan. It means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these laws, someone else who is abiding in the physical plane can invoke assistance from on high through the I Am presence of that person on their behalf. It may be in many instances that that person is not even aware that they have this aspect of divinity, their own I Am presence, or that they have the ability to communicate with the company of heaven. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that they have this wealth of assistance, the entire company of heaven, and their own God presence, standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of their situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. So during this hour, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together, we'll serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity to help each one through this very challenging but wondrous and amazing time. Remember that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings. So please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful force field of the unified light. During our time together in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow through the I Am presence of every person evolving on this planet. We ask the I Am presence of every single person to take dominion of their lives and to allow the light of God that is now flowing into the physical plane of Earth to fulfill their divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Lift them into a conscious awareness of their own divinity so that they can be that powerful instrument of God in the physical plane. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this very moment. So together, let's join hearts, heads, and hands as we move forward with this very special opportunity. Humanity has been through a lot of changes over the past few months, and I've discussed that on the last couple radio shows. And all of us are beginning to remember, most importantly, that we are not alone, but rather that we are one with all life on this planet. The words "we are one" have reverberated through the hearts and minds of humanity in one form or another since the beginning of time. Many times we think of them as being just a lofty platitude or a sweet cliche. Our human egos have often made us think that there is this conflict between us and them, and we haven't perceived ourselves to be united or one-pointed with our sisters and brothers that are evolving on Earth with us. But the truth is that we are one is not a lofty platitude. It is a profound truth. Daily and hourly, we witness myriad atrocities appearing on the screen of life. And it seems as though in every conceivable corner of the world right now, people are inflicting pain and suffering and injustice, even death, on their fellow human beings. The only way that behavior could possibly make sense or be justified in anyone's mind is because they are ignorant of the fact that we are all one. To inflict harm on another human being is totally and completely ludicrous in the face of this truth. It is self-destructive and suicidal, and it is unconscionable and uncivilized. During this unprecedented moment of accelerated light on Earth, this problem seems as though it is being exacerbated. This is occurring for a very specific reason. So let's go within and look at the bigger picture. Once again, to get a clearer perspective of what is really happening on Earth, ask the presence of God pulsating in the divinity of your heart to take full command of your conscious mind. And as you listen to these words, allow them to awaken within you the true knowing and the comprehension of what it means to be one with all life on this planet. What we call God is the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and all-encompassing luminous presence of divinity that involves every part of life on this universe and throughout the whole of creation. This includes every minute electron, atom, and subatomic particle and wave of life in any time frame or dimension, both known or unknown, throughout infinity. Now, what that means, both literally and tangibly, is that everything that exists anywhere in the whole of creation is pulsating in the body of God, is a particle, a cell, in the body of that all-encompassing presence that we call God. Knowing that, we can then understand that all life forms pulsate as one unified force field in this body. Therefore, what affects one part of life affects the rest of life. What affects one cell in the body of God affects the rest of the cells existing in the body of God. Just like exactly what happens in our own body, we are really a microcosm of the macrocosm. This is the reality of our oneness. Every single thing we do affects the whole body of God. Imagine that. Every thought, word, action, or feeling we have changes the dynamics of the whole universe. At any given moment, depending on our frame of mind, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows with every thought, word, action, or feeling. How's that for an awesome responsibility? Okay, so why do things seem to be getting worse? It's because the light of God is increasing on earth. Now, I know that seems like a contradiction, but the reason for this is that all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. So as the light of God flows into the physical plane, it pierces into the core of purity in every particle of life, and it activates the original perfection within that facet of life. No matter how distorted or mutated a life form is, it still has that original spark of divinity from which it was created in the beginning from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. And that spark of divinity, that core of purity, contains the immaculate concept or the divine blueprint of the full potential of that facet of life. This is true, or that facet of life could not exist. In other words, even the most depraved or degenerate soul still has a spark of divinity with all of its divine potential blazing within its heart, or it could not exist. Likewise, within every negative manifestation on earth, the original divine potential of the energy composing that particular life situation still pulsates with its full divine potential. Within every electron manifesting as poverty still pulsates the potential of God's limitless abundance. Within every electron of disease still pulsates the potential for vibrant health. Within every electron of war still pulsates the potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of hate, still pulsates the divine potential of love. As the light of God increasingly flows into earth, it is activating the immaculate concept of our original divine potential. Humanity is awakening, and we are raising up in consciousness. We are becoming aware of the truth that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all our Father, Mother, God have is ours. As we awaken to this truth, we open up to a greater influx of divine light. This is causing the planet to raise up in energy, vibration, and consciousness further up the spiral of evolution into higher frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This pure light is entering the core of purity in every electron of energy on the planet. It is activating the original divine potential in every particle and wave of life on Earth. The result is that it is pushing every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that conflicts with that light and our divine potential to the surface, because all life is interrelated and interconnected. We do not have the ability to just say cancel, cancel, and erase the past. Rather, this energy that we have misqualified that is now manifesting as these maladies in the physical plane, like poverty and disease and war and hatred, is being pushed to the surface so that we can transmute it back into light and heal it. As these frequencies of negative energy surface in each of our lives, we respond to them in very different, various, and sundry ways. For example, right now, there is a great influx of divine love entering the physical plane because humanity is opening our hearts and allowing the flow of the higher frequencies of love to now enter the earth once again. So this love is entering everything that conflicts with love and pushing it to the surface. So what conflicts with love? There are patterns of hatred, fear, jealousy, resentment, low self-esteem, envy, intolerance, prejudice, greed, selfishness, indifference, lack of compassion, disrespect, and myriad other emotions that reflect a lack of love and reverence for life. All of this garbage, these human miscreations, are being pushed to the surface. So if we just look at this one aspect of our divine potential and observe the negative effects of the energy that conflicts with divine love, we can clearly see why things seem so chaotic in the outer world. The light is pushing everything that conflicts with the patterns of the new earth to the surface. So as these negative patterns surface, people who don't understand about the oneness of life and that this energy is just coming up because the love of God is increasing on earth, when these things begin to intensify in their life to get our attention so that we'll heal them and transmute them, often people latch on to these distorted patterns and they begin acting them out. So when we turn on the evening news or read a newspaper, consequently what we see is a tremendous increase in what seems to be hate crimes or ethnic cleansing, war, prejudice, intolerance, corruption, discrimination, road rage, physical abuse, dysfunctional families, violence, shooting, drug abuse, neglect, and all manner of disharmony and imbalance. This is coming up not because it's trying to overwhelm us. It's coming up because the love of God is increasing on earth, and these patterns, who used to reflect the love of God and have been distorted into these gross mutations, must now be transmuted back into light. From outer appearances, it looks as though the world is going crazy. This is the time that was biblically referred to as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. It is certainly not the intent of our Father, Mother, God, and the unfolding divine plan, however, for this increased influx of God's light to cause more harm than good. In fact, if there was even the slightest potential of that happening, this would not be occurring at this accelerated pace. We have all been preparing for eons of time to assist during this unique moment of cleansing and purging on planet Earth. Our responsibility as light workers is to daily and hourly invoke the gifts from our Father, Mother, God, such as the violet transmuting flame of God's infinite perfection, and project this sacred fire into this negativity that is surfacing to be healed throughout the world. We must then educate ourselves and educate the masses, reminding them of what is really occurring on earth and reminding them of the oneness of all life. Being a light worker means anyone on this planet that is in any way, shape, or form adding to the light of the world. The good news is that every single day, there are billions of people on this planet that in one way or another turn their attention to a higher power and invoke the light of God into the physical plane to assist them with their individual lives or with their families or with something that is going on a global level. There are billions of light workers. And the truth is, every single person is capable of being a light worker. All we have to do is ask for the light of God to accelerate the healing and the transformation that's going on in the outer world. When we educate ourselves and our friends and our loved ones and humanity about the oneness of all life, it plants a seed. This doesn't mean getting up on our soapboxes and preaching to people about what's right and wrong. It means just gently giving them a drink from our cup, reminding people that our thoughts matter, our actions matter, and that we can't harm one part of life without that reflecting back on us. This pattern that reflects the law of the circle, that what we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings expands and returns to us, is taught through all levels of knowledge on this planet, whether we're talking about academics or whether we're talking about spiritual truths. In Eastern philosophies, this law of the circle, that what we are sending out is coming back to us, is called karma, or the law of cause and effect. In Judaism, it was referred to as an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. We should have said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hug for a hug, a kiss for a kiss, so that we got the whole picture. In Christianity, it's talked about casting our bread upon the water to have it returned to us, or reaping what we sow. In science, it's called action and reaction, like attracts like, radiation and magnetization. And in the higher mystery schools, it's referred to as the in-breath and the out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. Once people begin to see that thoughts matter, that our actions matter, we can't just spew them forth into the outer world without any consequences. It'll help people start perceiving things differently. Now, this doesn't mean condoning destructive behavior or allowing ourselves to be doormats. What it means is handling our life situations from a place of love in the most positive, constructive, healing way possible and invoking the light of God to transmute these things that are coming up, invoking the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on the planet, asking that I Am presence to take command of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, to guide them and direct them so that they understand how to respond in more constructive and positive ways. We must teach people that when we hate anyone, it's the same as hating ourselves. When we are prejudiced or discriminate against someone because of the color of his or her skin or his or her religion, or the nationality, or their culture, gender, lifestyle, or their economic or social status. It's the same as hating ourselves. We're all cells in the body of God, and we each have our own unique gifts and purposes, just as in our own bodies. We have a multitude of cells that serve very different functions, all for the good of the whole. So the common sense is to see that from a level of greater clarity. To say that we hate people because they are different than we are is like saying, I'm a lung cell, so I like lung cells, but I hate stomach cells and I hate heart cells. The lung cells cannot survive without the stomach and the heart. They need to function in harmony with each other in order for the whole body to be vibrant and healthy. All cells are important. Their diversity is vital and necessary. It wasn't a mistake that God created us in all of these various ways. It is part of the divine plan, part of our learning experiences and our unique cultures. We are born into various situations because of the lessons that we came to Earth to learn and the experiences that we volunteered to go through. The amazing thing about all of this negativity is that our physical bodies are merely the car we drive to navigate around in the physical plane. We've all had hundreds of lifetimes, and we've probably been every race and every religion and every nationality and every gender. To say that we hate someone because of the color of their skin is like saying, I have a blue car, and so I like people who drive blue cars, but I hate everyone who drives a green car. Now that sounds pretty silly, doesn't it? But that in essence is exactly what we are doing when we're judging people by the color of their skin or their culture or their nationality or their religion or any of the other prejudices that we choose to create separation. There's no such thing as us and them. We are one in a very tangible and real sense of those words. We as human beings need each other to survive on this planet. We must recognize that we are all in this together. So instead of functioning out of fear and hatred, we need to learn about each other and to revel in the wonder and the beauty of our diversities. So how do we go about handling all of this greatly accelerated increase of energy? As I mentioned, humanity is in the midst of an unprecedented shift. Planetary and celestial events are causing the frequencies of vibration to accelerate at warp speed. This shift of vibration is affecting every one of us and every facet of life on this planet. And if people do not understand exactly what is happening to them, everyone seems to be aware that something is going on. Something unusual is taking place in their bodies and in their emotions and in their thinking process. I don't think that there's anybody that thinks what's happening on Earth now is normal or has even happened in this degree in the past. People around the world are experiencing all kinds of unusual things due to this acceleration in vibration. Millions of people feel like they are in a blender or riding an emotional roller coaster as they go about their daily lives. I know that many people have communicated to me that they're having dramatic mood swings, which are very out of character from their usual behavior patterns. Other people are having abnormal bouts with fear, anxiety, stress, and even panic attacks. I know there are a lot of stressful things taking place in people's lives due to the collapse of the economy, the housing debacle, the loss of their jobs, etc. But at some level, this phenomenon is happening to everyone, regardless of whether or not they are personally affected by outer world circumstances. Even if people seem to be going through these economic challenges unscathed, they are experiencing this acceleration. People are having all kinds of unusual physical symptoms, which they have not suffered in the past. Many are having headaches for the first time or painful back problems. Others may not be able to focus their thoughts, or their short-term memory may seem to be failing. People are experiencing unexplained flu-like symptoms, allergies, excessive fatigue, sleepiness or insomnia, joint and muscle pain, digestive problems, dizziness or lightheadedness, and every other physical, mental, and emotional malady under the sun. Now, I always encourage people, if you're having these unusual symptoms, to have them checked out medically to be sure that it isn't something physical that's going on in your body in the way of health challenges. But very often, people are going and doctors are unable to find anything. So it's important for all of us to realize that the acceleration process that we're going through is a necessary part of the purging and rebirth that needs to take place in order for us to physically manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Our I Am presence is allowing the light of God to flow through us to accelerate the vibration of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at a cellular level, the maximum that we can withstand in every 24-hour period. As I've mentioned before, we're literally transforming from carbon-based third-dimensional beings into fifth-dimensional, crystalline-based solar light beings. Fortunately, the Company of Heaven has revealed important information and is giving us powerful tools that will assist us to complete this process quickly with fewer painful symptoms. There are a few very easy things that we can do to help in this process of raising our vibrations so that we're not actually sabotaging ourselves, creating more problems by lowering our vibrations with our destructive behavior patterns. We can raise our vibrations by eating more organic, raw fruits and vegetables. Raw fruits and vegetables, especially when they're organic, contain a life ether that gives us a higher frequency of life force. Cooked food is certainly nutritious, but it destroys the life force when we cook or freeze food. So raw fruits and vegetables have the greatest ability to raise our vibration. We can also raise our vibrations by drinking pure water. Pure water helps us clear out and wash away the toxins and the things that are surfacing in our bodies. We can raise our vibration by thinking positive thoughts, walking in nature, relaxing in water, reading inspirational books, playing, loving, laughing, and anything else that opens our hearts and fills us with joy. As we move through this ascension process, we must know that it is not the intent of our Father, Mother, God for us to stay stuck in the pain and suffering that is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted and transformed into light. Quite the contrary, it is their desire that we utilize the precious tools and techniques that they have been giving to us so that we can ascend quickly into the fifth dimensional frequencies of harmony and balance. In the higher frequencies into which we are ascending, we will gratefully experience vibrant health, eternal youth, abundance, peace, love, and abounding joy that is awaiting each and every one of us. It's difficult to fathom with our finite minds the magnitude of what is happening at this particular time. This summer, 2009, we've experienced several events that have resulted in the greatest influx of light that the Earth has ever been able to withstand. So now it is up to you and me to fulfill the next step of the divine plan. This is something that we've been trained to accomplish for eons of time. You have all of the skill, strength, courage, and ability you need within you already to succeed God victoriously. All that is necessary now is for each of us to be willing to invoke the light of God so that we will be an open door through which this light will flow to transmute the negativity that is being pushed to the surface at a greatly accelerated pace. Remember, there's no such thing as us and them. There is no separation. Every facet of life on Earth is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. So as I said, we cannot just say cancel, cancel, and transmute the past. But what we can do is invoke the light of God to transmute the distorted human miscreations that are manifesting now as humanity's pain and suffering. One of the most important things for us to comprehend at this time is that the activities of light that have taken place this summer have greatly empowered our creative faculties of thought and feeling. This means that whatever we are focusing our attention on is being greatly amplified and empowered. It is critical that we hold our attention on what we want to create, not what we do not want. During this cosmic moment, our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God are sounding a fiat throughout the universe, imploring humanity to stay focused on the light, stay focused on the light, stay focused on the light. So let's join together now. And for the remainder of this time, let's invoke the light of God on behalf of every man, woman, and child, and all life evolving on this sweet earth. As I've mentioned many times, one of the most powerful gifts that are being given to humanity at this time is the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. What the violet flame is the perfect balance of the crystalline pink flame of divine love from our Mother God and the sapphire blue flame of divine power from our Father God. This violet flame is going to be the predominant influence on the planet throughout the entire age of Aquarius. And as we've talked about, the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the initial impulse of moving into the full embrace of this magnificent force field of light, which will last for 2,000 years, began in February 2009. So this energy now is available to us in crystalline fifth-dimensional frequencies that we've never experienced before. So let's join together now, and as I invoke this light, feel this resonating through you into the heart flame of the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child. And through their I Am Presence, know that this light is affecting them in the way that we are invoking, in perfect alignment with their highest good and the fulfillment of their divine plan. So just for a moment, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel yourself becoming one with that magnificent I Am Presence, your true God reality. This I Am Presence expands, taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And that because of your invocation on behalf of all humanity, that as you are lifted up into the embrace of your I Am Presence, this identical activity of light is taking place in perfect divine order for every person evolving on this planet. All right, now through the following invocations, I'll state this in the first person so that we can each experience it individually and personally, but know that we are invoking this identical light on behalf of all humanity. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am invoking the fifth dimensional crystalline frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. I am projecting this sacred fire through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth that is vibrating at a frequency less than the harmony and balance of God's infinite perfection and the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Through the beloved presence of God, I am blazing in every heart flame. I invoke beloved Saint Germain and all of the legions of the violet flame throughout infinity who are associated with these new fifth-dimensional crystalline frequencies that are now flowing into the physical plane. Beloved ones, I invoke the most intensified activity of this violet flame that Cosmic Law will allow for myself, my loved ones, all humanity, and every facet of life evolving on this planet. Beloved I Am, blaze the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame through every thought, word, action, and feeling humanity has ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept of our full divine potential. Beloved I Am, look into my life and the lives of all humanity and see what yet remains to be balanced by us to any person, place, condition, or thing we may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Beloved I Am, now reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy we have ever released throughout our earthly sojourns, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as we have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of divine love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt we have ever created, which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Now expand this activity of light. Beloved I Am, I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I accept this God victoriously accomplished right here and right now. Through the power of God, I am, and so it is. Now I am flooding my being and every single etheric record since the beginning of time with the joyful experience of divine forgiveness. In forgiving, I let go of all of the effects of misused energy impinging on my life and in the lives of all humanity. I let go of the ignorance, confusion, and pain of this world. I know that I have come to love life free, and so I shall. This is the heart of my existence, the joy of forgiving, transmuting, and transforming all life as it enters my awareness. From this moment forth, I am setting all life free into a higher vibration with the gift of forgiveness that my Father, Mother, God have given so freely into my keeping. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, flooding this sweet earth now, transforming anything that is not of the light. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. Beloved legions of God's infinite violet flame of perfection, I ask now that you expand this activity of light with the power and might of 1,000 suns. In the name and by the power and authority of the presence of God, I am blazing in every human heart. I invoke the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth to amplify now the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Blaze this light in, through, and around every electron that makes up the atoms of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Expand this light into the power and might of 1,000 suns, and hold this violet flame sustained, and double it each hour, until these earthly vehicles are fully assimilated into the infinite perfection of our fifth-dimensional solar light bodies. Now, beloved ones, expand and intensify daily the mightiest action of this violet fire in, through, and around all nations, races, cultures, creeds, and religions in every country of the world. Blaze the violet flame through every person's home, their place of occupation, and the overall environment surrounding them, until the perfection of the new earth is manifest for all life. Expand and expand and intensify daily the mightiest action of the violet fire in, through, and around the cause and core of the creative centers of all doubt and fear in the earth, on the earth, and in the atmosphere surrounding the earth. Transform these created sinners into expressions of God confidence, trust, hope, and inner knowing for every particle of life on earth. Beloved ones, now expand and expand the violet fire of purification and transmutation in through and around the landed surface, the waters, and the peoples of every country, province, state, city, town, and hamlet in the world. Establish a mighty focus of the violet fire in the etheric realms over each of these locations, and intensify this purifying activity of light daily and hourly with every breath I take. Now, in the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved, victorious presence of God, I am, I speak directly to the heart of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Sacred fire, enfold me in the purifying, forgiving, healing substance of your light, which causes the consciousness and feeling of divine love and freedom to flow through me constantly to bless all life. Let this purifying essence saturate the atmosphere where I live, move, breathe, and have my being, so that its miracle-working presence will give tangible proof of your reality to all humanity. Beloved violet flame, direct legions of your angels of the violet fire to blaze the flame of forgiveness and freedom into the heart of every evolving soul, so that we will all learn to use our light to the fullest in our service to life and the cause of freedom and transformation on this planet. Beloved, victorious violet fire of freedom's love, I love you, and I do now most earnestly and sincerely call you into dynamic action. Perpetually blaze your transmuting flame into the beings and worlds of every man, woman, and child. Through the power of this sacred fire and the mighty I Am presence of every evolving soul, enable each one to know that your healing presence will always bring happiness and release from anything that is not of the light. Enfold every person in the power of the fifth dimensional crystalline violet flame of God's infinite perfection, and transmute all imperfection surfacing daily and hourly in their lives into divine order and divine love, manifesting tangibly the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I accept this God victoriously accomplished right here and right now with full power through the presence of God, I Am. And now, through the purified four lower vehicles of every man, woman, and child, now integrating the fifth dimensional solar light bodies, through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every man, woman, and child, and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of beloved Mother Earth, we now seal this violet fire activity with these patterns of perfection, lighting our path and lifting us into the infinite perfection of the new earth. As one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now decree. O Father, Mother, God, I invoke your divine light and the light of the entire company of heaven. Powers of light, powers of light, powers of light, come forth now. In deep humility and profound gratitude, I consecrate every facet of my being to be the open door that no one can shut. This invocation I make now, I make on behalf of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. I accept and know through every I am presence, this light is manifesting now. In divine truth, I accept my reality as a beloved child of God. I am a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God is now flowing to lift all life on earth into the blissful embrace of the new earth. I am my mighty I am presence, and I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with the I am presence of all humanity. I am one with the elemental kingdom and Mother Earth. I am one with the angelic kingdom. I am one with all of the beings of light throughout infinity. Now, through the unspeakable power of my Mother God's love, all life is lifted into the immaculate concept of the divine plan for the new earth. Within this concept of infinite physical perfection, every person remembers that he or she is a beloved child of God. Every person comprehends the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. A renewed sense of oneness and reverence for all life stirs now in each heart flame. And the love of our Mother God floods the earth through humanity's open heart chakras. As the love of God flows through each person's heart flame, they are lifted up and their lives are transformed. From this new level of consciousness, humanity taps into the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and viable solutions to the maladies existing on earth flow into the minds of light workers everywhere. The light workers join forces to create the perfection of the new earth. All traces of pain and suffering are transmuted into light. Every concept of lack and limitation ceases to exist, and the abundance of God becomes the order of the new day on earth. People everywhere perceive and acknowledge the divinity blazing in every heart flame. Humanity now knows and accepts that all life is divine. This realization inspires every person to feel and express love and mutual respect for every part of life. As the collective thoughts and feelings of humanities continually empower the perfection of the new earth. The body of Mother Earth is restored to a verdant paradise of splendor and light. The life of every living being is filled with love, joy, happiness, prosperity and fulfillment. Enlightenment, eternal peace, harmony, balance, abundance, spiritual wisdom, and every other divine quality from our Father, Mother, God is now manifesting through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. In my mind's eye, I witness beloved Mother Earth donning her seamless garment of light as she ascends up the spiral of evolution into the full expression of her crystalline reality as a fifth-dimensional solar being of infinite light. The heavens rejoice, and our Father, Mother, God respond. Welcome home, beloved children. Well done. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room as I become aware of my physical body. I allow these energies to be assimilated through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional vehicles. Precious Heart, I want to thank you for your willingness to be that open door, the instrument of God in the physical world of form. We are moving at warp speed toward a critical mass of manifesting the power and perfection of the new earth tangibly in the physical plane. Humanity is beginning to remember at a deep and inner level what the oneness of life really means. I deeply thank you for the light you are adding to the world and for remembering who you are and why you are here. Please join with me again next week as we continue expanding our activity of light, creating greater opportunities for the transformation of this planet. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.